That is the preserved in CD form sound of our musical guest today, and I'm so pleased to welcome live into the studio the live version, live in person. He's a trumpet player and multi-instrumentalist, really, and he's Robert Sané. Thanks for being here, Robert.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, wait. Oh, here we go. We're going to try it. Let's try that again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here. You've come in today just as a solo. You brought a keyboard with you and a pretty cool backing track, but you'll be on stage tomorrow at Jilly's with a full band. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, indeed. I will be at Jilly's tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we'll be there for almost a couple hours.
Nice.
And I will have about 8 guys with me.
Wow.
And we want to tear the house down.
You were kind enough to bring some of your CDs in here, and this new one just now is called Indigo Blue, the Crater Creek Project. We'll get to a little bit more on the details from that, but if you would,
most definitely,
go ahead and play us a tune. Tell us a little about it, and you just go right ahead.
Okay, this first tune that I'm going to perform is entitled Sticky Fingers, and I can't remember exactly why I called it Sticky Fingers.
Well,
I,
there's a Rolling Stones album with the same name.
I really, if I remember correctly, it was just the way that I had written the bass, and it had this really muted sound, and it's just real kind of percussive almost. So I think that's where it really derived from, me calling it Sticky Fingers. Sometimes these titles just, you know, morph into their own world.
I'm sure.
But here, this will be Sticky Fingers.
So pleased to have Robert Sané live on Excursions on Member Supported 91.3.
Thank you.
That is Robert Sine live in the studio on 91.3 WYSO. He is live on stage tomorrow with his band. Getting underway at 8 o'clock. You might have a couple vocal songs to start the track, a little opening palette situation there. But you... you know what? That's my fault. I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic up.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, see? it would sound to us here like you have a full band there. Now, you will have a full band tomorrow, but you've brought a pretty interesting situation here. You're playing the trumpet live. You're playing the keyboards live, but there's a whole room of people with you that I don't see.
Right. Well, what you have here is the actual tracks that I performed when I recorded the album. And so I just take out the parts. Like sometimes I have a scenario where, you know, I can only afford to bring a couple people with the band, depending on what, you know, the gig pays or what have you.
Right.
And so sometimes I have to kind of, you know, make do so I can have that full sound and not have to compromise my sound.
Because,
you know, once you start taking away pieces, it takes away the feel. And, you know, so, and that's what I normally do. So it would kind of be considered like a track date.
I like it, a track date. We're having a track date today, but you got the live and breathe in the flesh date tomorrow.
Most definite.
Well, that's kind of a sign of the times, isn't it, that it's so easy now. You have the tracks, you've got them all in their representation. You can add or subtract to reflect. I mean, in this case, you've taken out the trumpet parts
and
the keys.
Right.
I love it.
Exactly.
So fun.
Yeah, it works out sometimes. You know, I know I couldn't get these guys to come in here. In
the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I had to improvise.
I know. It's a nice time of day because everybody's at lunch. A lot of people are listening to the radio, but it's like we're all working people. It's hard to...
Yes, most definite.
Get off and get in here. You come from some pretty major lineage. Your father probably had us shaking our all manner of parts of our bodies some 40 years ago with a band that we all know and love. Tell us about your dad.
Yeah, my dad is a original member of the Ohio Players. He's a percussionist for them. And ironically, they're still playing. And matter of fact, he was going to play with me on this gig tomorrow, but he couldn't do it because they are, I think they're in Texas.
Nice.
Tomorrow. So, yeah. So I had to get me another percussionist to take care of my percussion stuff.
Wow, big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
We're talking with Robert Sine, by the way. That's spelled S-A-N-A-E. Robert Sine. You can find out more about Robert, and I hope you do, at robertsine.com. Again, that's Robert, S-A-N-A-E. And you can find links there to Twitter and all the different, you know, sort of ways we click electronically connect ourselves. The tunes are on iTunes, Amazon.com, and just about every place you can think of. The new album is Indigo Blue, the Crater Creek Project. Robert Sine. Do you have another one for us, Robert?
Yes. This next song is kind of the Latin persuasion, and it is entitled Novo Dia, which is Portuguese for a new day.
Oh, lovely.
So I will be playing that in a second here.
Robert Sine live on Excursions. Such a pleasure to have him in studio. He's on stage tomorrow night. Getting underway at 8 o'clock at Jilly's. It's Robert Sine on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you. From Novo Dia on 91.3 WYSO. That's new on the album from our guest today, Robert Sine. The record is Indigo Blue, the Crater Creek Project. And he'll be playing with his band at Jilly's tomorrow night at 8. Tell us about, that's going to be a stage full with 8 guys. What's the lineup?
Well, I have a bass player, keyboard player, a guitar player, drummer. And,
very important.
And then I'll have a percussionist. And
nice.
Then I'll have a second vocalist. I'll be singing one of the songs that's on the album. And then I have another vocalist that'll be singing another selection off of it. And then he'll be doing the little sound effects on Nova Gia.
Fun.
That stuff.
Very nice. The sound effects fellow.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Great. Well, it sounds like such a fun night. I'm so pleased for you. Is it kind of maybe you would call it like a special celebration of the release of this CD?
No, it's just a further exposure,
yeah,
type of thing. I'm trying to build a tour right now, and just trying to play live wherever I can. I'll be at the Blue Wisp on May 31st, and yeah,
nice.
This will be my second deal there.
All right,
and then I'll actually be at the Phrase on August 9th. So yeah, just trying to pick up gigs and get the exposure and let people know I'm out here.
Yeah, yeah. What was the date on the Blue Wisp gig in down Cincinnati?
May 31st.
May 31st.
May 31st.
Great way to end your May. Or go out tomorrow and see Robert Sine and his band and get a copy of this CD for yourself. You can find out more about Robert and I hope you will. RobertSinae.com. That's Sine, S-A-N-A-E. So RobertSinae.com. So you come from some music. Your father had a little music in him. And
yes.
You did not come here alone today.
No, I didn't. I have my son, my youngest son, with me, Christopher. And he's playing assistant today.
He's making it happen.
But he is also a very good composer. Mm. I call it composer.
Mm.
The kids today, they say they're making beats, but I have to correct them and let them know the beat is a part of a song, guys.
You have composed that beat.
Correct. And so my son, and I have to remind him, he doesn't make beats. He makes compositions.
Nice.
And he's growing into his own.
Aww.
Definitely.
Well, it's nice to see it. I love to see music trickle down through the generations. It's always enriched and somehow changes each step.
It is definitely a gift, and I would not make the mistake and consider it anything else.
Oh, very good. Robert Sine in studio today. Could you play us another one from your record and tell us a little about it?
Most definitely. This next one is entitled Nights in Saint-Tropez, also a Latin feel. What I did with this album is try to put a nice little mix of smooth jazz type stuff, classic jazz type things on there. I just want to appeal to a broader spectrum of people. So I tried to put a little of everything on the album.
It's a nice spread. There's a lot on there, a lot to like.
And I put a lot of thought into that. I had some people that said I shouldn't, but.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. It feels like what I ought to do.
Most definite.
I'm so pleased you're here today. Robert Sine, live on Excursions on 91.3. And what's the name of it?
Nights in Saint-Tropez.
Yeah. Thank you. So clearly there's going to be dancing at the show tomorrow.
Right on.
Right on. What a sweet groove. That's nice.
I appreciate that.
So
thank
I
you.
Like I like the trumpet and the guitar going. Just that's such a beautiful. It's a, like a little dance that they're doing together.
Yes, most definite. I kind of like doing things like that where it kind of makes you think, and the relationship between instruments and all that. Just the soundscape is very important.
I agree. I was definitely enjoying that. That'd be for a beautiful, like an overcast Sunday afternoon, just looking out. Yeah, it's all going to be okay.
Yep, most definitely.
Robert Sine, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much for your support, and thank you for having me.
You've been trying to bring my attention for a while, and I appreciate your persistence. It
most
was
definite.
Well worth it. And I'll just tell you that in your own defense, this is just a fabulous record, and what happens to me is that I'm easily distracted. And thank you for making this happen.
Oh, thank you very much.
Look for Robert's work online. You can find links to all different spigots and conduits and avenues to make a connection to this amazing Dayton musician. That's at robertsanae.com. Robertsanae.com, spelled S-A-N-A-E. You can get the record on iTunes, Amazon.com. So just before we go, I want to ask, I have to imagine, and I love to imagine these kind of things. So you have this amazingly talented son, your own talent, your father clearly got with you. Do you sit around and just let it come out? Is that part of life?
My son and I, we quite often work on different compositions and things. Sometimes we have a difference in opinion, but we still try to manage to work on some things. And I'm sure in the future we're going to do quite a bit of stuff, because I not only write jazz. Jazz is just a facet in the diamond.
Yeah.
And I do everything. I produce and not only produce and play, but I deal in R&B, pop, whatever. And I think I have a pretty solid, base as far as knowing what needs to happen in those particular genres and whatnot. I'm not college educated in music and all of that, and I had to put a gun to my head, I probably couldn't sight read. But
no kidding.
So,
well, you wouldn't feel that. You get the feeling that you are perfectly conversant with all aspects of music. You have a great feel.
The thing I explain to every people when they ask me, well, how do you do what you do and not really be musically, formally musically educated? My education stops at high school. But it's just
It doesn't see that of the formal part.
Well,
maybe
yes, most definitely. But it's a gift. Like I said, I can't say it's anything else other than the gift. I was blessed to have a grandmother that loved piano, and I ended up loving piano through that, and that's where I really started, just learning how to play piano, and I learned by ear. Then I picked up trumpet in high school, and that's when I really started learning how to read. But my ear was a crutch. I could hear it and learn it and figure it out. And I was learning Haydn concertos by ear. And I had an instructor. Matter of fact, he works at Stivers right now, Mike Mangan. And he was such a pillar for me. He tried to guide me in the ways of being able to read and all that. But he helped me in so many other ways, because I was exposed to theory and all of that. And I was part of the Dayton Career Academy, and that's how I was exposed to Mike. The first layout of Dayton Career Academy, actually. I was in their advanced music program. And so that's where I got a lot more in depth with, the theory and music appreciation. But I had been exposed to so much music, even leading up to that in my household, my grandmother's household, my mom's household. And so, that was my education,
because right.
I know with the love for jazz, I mean, it came so easily because my parents were listening to, Grover Washington and George Benson, just all kind of stuff. And then, I used to love listening like Henry Mancini.
Sure.
I used to listen and sit on the porch, and the other kids used to look at me like I was crazy because I was blasting
Robert.
Blasting Henry Mancini on an 8-track player.
With that big ka-chunk in the middle before.
Man, I love that. That stuff is just was so great to me. And you know, that I think that's what molded me. And,
sure.
And then, you know, all the other popular music, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Parliament, all those things just, you know, helped mold me into the musician, the composer that I am.
All those ingredients in the stew.
Yes, definitely.
We're talking with Robert Sine, who is playing trumpet and a little keyboard tomorrow with his 8-piece band at Julie's that gets underway at 8 o'clock. We lost you to New Orleans for a little while.
Yes.
But Mother Nature had some other ideas also.
It did. Well, I actually moved from Dayton to California, and I lived in California for about 7 years. And then I ended up in New Orleans by way of my first marriage.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of music kind of got on the back burner somewhere in between all of that. And I started back up in New Orleans. And a matter of fact, the first song that I ever actually produced in New Orleans, that's on my first album, is called a track called Busy Bee. And it does have kind of almost a New Orleans kind of vibe to it in the way the horn plays. But I actually finished the first album in New Orleans, and then the whole project got destroyed in Hurricane Katrina. And I actually lost about 15 years worth of material in Hurricane Katrina. I was so sick.
You know, so much like the devastation of that act was just so multi-layered and just so many people in so many different ways. Wow.
Yes. I was greatly affected by that. And but then I came back and got myself back together. I had several properties in New Orleans. I was actually investing in real estate. And, you know, it just kind of never just got back together. And I kind of just ended up just saying I'm done with the real estate thing. And actually, I started investing in real estate to free myself so I could focus on
music.
Have
more time. Yeah, I hear you.
But, you know, and then I came back here. And
well, their
somehow
loss is our gain.
Right. Ended up staying back here and finished, got this album back together, and the first one, and got it out. And I just really had to accomplish that because I hadn't done anything of any stature since I left Zap. So,
which is the band you were in with
Roger Troutman and Zap.
So, well, you've accomplished something quite wonderful with this album. It's Robert Sine, Indigo Blue, the Crater Creek Project. And you can pick up your own copy tomorrow at Jilly's when you go see him play live. Or you can find out just so many ways to connect to this talented Daytonian by checking out his webpage. It's robertsine.com. Sine is spelled S-A-N-A-E. That's robertsine.com. What a delight to talk to you. And he can't hear me, but thanks to your son, Chris, for coming in today as well. Will you tell him thanks?
I most definitely will.
And I've got the one that he liked from the record, because I said, do you have something that we could play in or out? And he said, he just looked at it, he goes, you know which one I like?
Come and Rain or Shine.
Tell us why, and we'll play it.
Well, I guess it's just, it's a song that's closer in sound to his generation.
Okay.
I think that would be it. And that is actually... It's actually a collaboration with myself and a good musician friend of mine, keyboardist, that will also be playing with me tomorrow, Andre Manuel, good friend. And I asked him to do a collab with me, and we pumped this track out, Come Rain or Shine. Yep.
Robert Sine, via recording, you can see him live tomorrow at Jilly's. We'll put links on our webpage, and you can find out more about Robert Sine at robertsine.com. Thank you very much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.